Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
Now, do you think Ezekiel just by chance said, when you people, descendants of Esau, try to take two states? Do you think he made a mistake then? You think, oh, that was a slip of the pen. No, he knew exactly, because the Spirit of God breathed into him. They're moving into position right here. It says in the book of Obadiah, verse 14, you have grown drunk on the holy mount. Remember you studied Obadiah with Joe? He didn't get to this part. You know what that means? You become intoxicated with power on the Holy Temple Mount. I told you about President Clinton wanting to go see the Temple Mount and Yasser Arafat shutting it down. And this little pipsqueak of a terrorist shut down the most powerful nation in the world and its leader from going on the Holy Temple Mount. Intoxicated with power. How long did the first temple stand on the Temple Mount? 400 years. How long did the second temple stand there? Approximately 600 years. That's 1,000 years. You know how long that Dome of the Rock is still on the spot where the temple goes? 1,306 years. They become intoxicated with power. That's these people getting ready to come. May I take just one more? Just one more. Go to Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. I'm going to close by 11:15. We'll have a break and then come back for about 20 minutes. Jeremiah 50 and 51. Jeremiah 50 and 51. Again, it's a judgment. It's a judgment against the nation. Look what it says. The word of the Lord spake against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Verse 4. In those days, in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah. There it is. Two states. I mean, it's all in the book. It's right there. They're going to come. And they're going to come to establish the temple again in the city of Jerusalem. But this is a message that lets the time be known for us. By the way, if you want to know what time it is, look at verse 19. Verse 19 of chapter 50 of Jeremiah. And I will bring again Israel to this habitation, and ye shall feed on Mount Carmel. Over in the book of Micah, it says the cattle will be raised on Mount Carmel. I love to take people on my tours to Mount Carmel. We go up there to see where the battle took place between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And on the way up, we see the cattle grazing out there. I tell a little story. As we go along, I see, you know, there's landmines all out in those fields. And I talk about one of those cows grazing on the mountains of Mount Carmel stepped on a landmine one day. It was an utter disaster. But you'll get it. Just hang in there. But I don't tell jokes for just fun. I want you to remember on Mount Carmel, there's cattle grazing today. And then another thing I do, I'm telling some of y'all because you'll already know what I'm going to do. We'll be driving across the Golan Heights. And they'll be harvesting hay. And everybody will be real quiet. And I'll say, hey, hey, hey! Everybody, the bus driver goes off the road. What's I said, look, there's hay over there. And that's for a point, too. Because cattle are grazing all over the Golan Heights. You see what it says right there? Look at verse 19. He says, habitation. They shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. You know where Bashan is? That's the Golan Heights. The word golden is used 4 times in the Bible. The word Bashan is used 52 times. It's talking about the same place, the Golan Heights. They're going to come. They're going to dwell there. This is when this is going to happen. When Israel's back in the land. And this is talking about Babylon. 6 times in chapters 50 and 51, he says, I'm going to make you desolate. In chapter 50 here, and verse 40, it says, And God, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighborhood cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. He says, Babylon's going to be destroyed. You know why? The vengeance of my temple, he says in verse 29. The vengeance of my temple. Remember when the Babylonian Empire fell? What was going on? Belshazzar, grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, was having a drunken party at the palace. And you know what he said? Hey, where are those utensils that my granddaddy Nebuchadnezzar brought out of the temple? Bring them over here. And they got them over there and they filled them full of wine. And they started continuing their drunken party. You don't desecrate God's temple or the implements in it. And he said, I'll bring vengeance upon Babylon. What's Babylon? Modern day Iraq. They're in position. What have I just told you? The revived Roman Empire is going to come into existence. And out of the revived Roman Empire will come the Antichrist. And he will confirm a peace agreement. Is that peace on the table? We must be close to this. And then Syria in the north, as I speak, the elite commando unit of the Syrian military might, fifth largest military in the world, is on the northern border of Israel. Russia has recently refurbished every one of their tanks. They have given them the capability of producing chemical weapons. They have enhanced, after the Gulf crisis, Syria went to North Korea and bought 39 Scud Sea missiles and aimed them at Jerusalem because of your taxpaying dollars. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I live in Jerusalem. But now those missiles have the capability of hitting the southern part of Israel with chemical warheads. Egypt, I said, is going to attack Israel. In my latest prophecy newsletter, until I quote the minister of defense who in the Sinai desert, which Egypt took in the Camp David Accords away from Israel, in the Sinai desert, they're doing a military exercise. The journalist says, why are you doing this military exercise? He said, we're preparing to go to war with Israel. That's as fresh as the day's news. 2,500 years ago, Daniel wrote about it. Coalition, do I have to say anything about the coalition of Russia, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Turkey? I mean, today, Israeli intelligence says Iran has a long-range ballistic missile with the capability of putting a nuclear, chemical, or biological warhead on it to send it from Tehran into downtown Jerusalem. Secretary of Defense Bill Cohen said the most dangerous people in the Middle East are the Iranians. Israeli intelligence says our number one enemy, Iran, which has completely had everything refurbished militarily by the Russians. Folks, are you hearing what I'm saying? Never before in history has this coalition been together. Iraq? Do I need to say a word? The world stage is in place. For this 7-year period of tribulation to play out, every actor has moved into position. The curtain call, like over here, has been made. They're all on stage. They're all ready for the opening scene, and the curtain is about to go up. We're there. Never before in history has it been like this. But before, before all that happens, Jesus steps on a cloud. Yoo-hoo! I'm not sure what he yells. Archangel shouts, trump of God sounds, and we're out of here. Father, thank you for the Word of God and the privilege of studying the Word. We honor you, love you, because you so loved us. Not only to send your Son, but to send us the information we needed to know about the time of the end. That's what you said. Hey, Daniel, write down. At the time of the end, I want to emphasize that to those people in December of 1998 at Word of Life Prophecy Conference. Write it down, Daniel. Write it down. Say at the time of the end. Repeat it twice. That's where we are. Never before in history has the alignment of the nations been like it is. And prior to it, the rapture takes us out. How close could that be? As we hear much practical from Dr. Scheide, might we appropriate all we need to live in the last of the last of days? In my precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas, has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this Alignment of the Nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...